In my heart a song is ringing, echoing God's love. Evermore a voice is singing, mercy to proclaim. All these songs, I love them well, that speak of things above. What most do I delight to praise the Savior's precious name, Jesus. Oh, what a name.
Precious name of our soon coming Savior and Lord, the Good News Hour is with you once again. This is the program wholly dedicated to the glorious gospel concerning our Savior and soon coming Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, we'd like to ask your attention to the gospel by St. John, and this will be a follow-up of what we had before us in our previous broadcast. In fact, we pointed out that in the Gospel by John, we have the Lord's first and last meeting with Peter. In the first chapter of St. John, of course, Peter was brought, he was then Simon. And of course, we did make clear, I think, that the word Simon means hearing or hearkening. And Simon was brought to the Lord Jesus Christ by his own brother Andrew, who was evidently a soul winner and who stands out preeminently as a personal worker. Now, when Simon met the Lord Jesus on the first occasion, he was a sinner, but the greatest of all transformations took place in his life. In fact, that day he was made a living stone and put into the building that is still in progress, and as we pointed out to you, the vast building, and we quoted the words of a poet, view the vast building, see it rise, the work how great, the plan how wise, O wondrous fabric, power unknown, that rested on the living stone. Now, we further pointed out, too, that no one could, who has ever been brought to the Lord Jesus Christ could forget a meeting like that. There are many things perhaps in your life that you have forgotten, others that you wish you could forget, but when one has contacted the Lord Jesus Christ and has been made a stone in the building, in the temple, in the spiritual house that's going up to the praise and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, one just simply never forgets a meeting like that. However, in the last chapter of the Gospel, by St. John, we have the last meeting between our Lord Jesus Christ and his dear servant, his devoted servant, for that he was impetuous Peter. He loved, I'm sure, he loved our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. However, between that first meeting and the last meeting, many things had transpired in the life of the great Apostle Peter, and he had learned too that he was placing entirely too much confidence in the flesh, and he had to learn a little bit of self, and I'm sure that he did learn. And he denied my blessed Savior and had been reinstated or converted or brought back into fellowship again with our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And so he is not so boastful when we find him in this last incident. That's in John chapter 21. I tell you, no, he's very reluctant to say then just exactly what he'd do and what he wouldn't do and what he is and so on. However, I think I should like to read the passage and press home a few of the thoughts on our hearts, and then I'm going to turn to Peter's the first epistle, especially. You know, the Apostle Peter wrote to us two very interesting books, 1 Peter and 2 Peter, but I'm going to notice a few thoughts in the first epistle, and you will find incorporated in that wonderful epistle the fact that Peter never forgot the occasion of his first visit with the Lord, and further, that he did not and could not forget the last visit with our Lord Jesus Christ. However, let's read the passage and just see what happened. You see, Peter, who had been boastful and had confidence in the flesh and had learned something of what the flesh really and truly is, that God could put no confidence in it, and that he too had learned that he could not put confidence in the flesh. However, in the 21st of St. John, in verse 15, we read, "So, when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these?" I presume he really actually meant more than the other disciples. "He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs." Now, it's interesting to see how our blessed Lord is interested in the lambs, first of all, and of course the tending of the sheep as well too later. "He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And it's a very, very strong word that our Lord Jesus Christ used, as perhaps most of you know. And he was endeavoring to get Peter to use that same term, but of course he did not succeed. Peter simply would not do it. He could not boast now. Indeed, he could boast of the love of the Lord Jesus to him, but he certainly wouldn't boast of his love to our Lord Jesus Christ. However, the third time, you see, he had denied him three times, and three times he asked him, "Lovest thou me?" He saith unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." In other words, thou knowest that I am fond of thee. And so the matter for the moment drops there as he confesses in the presence of the Lord Jesus that he is really and truly fond of him. Now, without looking at the details in this last interesting chapter, and I'm sure there are many things that we could look at to present profit, and I'm sure to permanent profit too. But I thought I should like to notice with you now a couple of portions found in the epistle of Peter. And we're certainly faced with the fact that Peter did not forget the first meeting, and we also have evidence too that he did not forget the second meeting he had with our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I wonder if you have had a meeting with him. Have you ever come to him as did Simon? The word means hearing and hearkening. And has he ever given to you divine life? In other words, has he made of you a living stone? And by the way, may I remind you that in the Gospel by St. Matthew, our Lord Jesus Christ was just sort of making a little test, as it were. Of course, he knew all things from the beginning, but he wanted to get the reaction as to what men thought of him. And of course, there was diversity of opinion, and I'm not going to notice that. One said, "Thou art Jeremiah or Elias or one of the prophets," and so on. But that did not gratify his loving heart. And so he says to the apostle Peter, Jesus says unto Simon, whom say ye that I am? And Simon said, answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now I want you to get this because it's vital. It's very important. Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, or happy art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, or Petros, a little stone. And upon this rock, that is upon his confession, that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, he says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now quickly shall we turn to the epistle of Peter. And in the very second chapter, the Apostle Peter, of course, writes, as the opening chapter reminds us, to the strangers that were scattered abroad through Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, and so on. They were elected, of course, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now look what he says in chapter 2 and verse 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. That's what our Savior was. Now look, ye also, he's writing now to these dear saints, ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now I want to say that we believe in the priesthood of all believers. And you see in this very fifth verse, we are spoken of as a holy priesthood, a holy priesthood, and consequently we are permitted to go into the holiest of all and worship Him. It is as holy worshipers and a holy priesthood that we are seen in this fifth verse. However, when you come down to about verse 9, he speaks there, he says, you are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. Now, if the holy priesthood represents what we do on the inside, how we officiate in the presence of God, each and every priest has the opportunity of offering up spiritual sacrifice, then in verse 9, we are seen as a royal priesthood. That's our responsibility. Oh, let me say, our highest privilege is to show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now, why I read in the Epistle of Peter is just to remind you that on the occasion of the first meeting between the Lord Jesus and Peter, He became a living stone. And so Peter writes of all believers as living stones too in that building, and permitted to worship and to praise our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now, on the second occasion, he speaks about lambs and he speaks about sheep. And so, in this epistle, Peter writes about lamb, Peter writes about the flock, he writes about lambs, of course, and sheep. And I shall just hurriedly point out one or two thoughts as we conclude our message to you. He says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 1, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who also am an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre or for money, but of a ready mind. And then he goes on to tell us that those who are faithful in this respect, he says, when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory which fadeth not away. Now, if you aren't one of his sheep today, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll have that life eternal. You'll be a stone in the building, and you will truly be one of his sheep, loved of himself. May God reach you today for his great name's sake. Now, we'd like to get a line from you. Good News Hour, care of the station to which you're listening, or Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.